The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome back. We call this hour two. That's because it follows hour one. And I think my guest is Naomi Wolf, and her book is The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. I think, Naomi, what you were talking about just a moment ago, how this is dehumanizing, how wearing masks makes us less human. Of all the things that took place in the last 2 years, that's the one that I think genuinely outraged me, made me really viscerally sick to see children on the Upper East Side, quote unquote, playing outside, wearing masks, little children. And I thought, this is so sick. And you start thinking, how stupid, how compliant are the parents that they allowed these little children to have to wear these masks? Where is the humanity of the parents? And when I saw these things, and you know this, all I could think of over and over and over again is Nazi Germany. You say, how did these things happen? How did people go along with this? And then you say, oh, just as they're going along with it this minute. Good people, many of whom are my friends, they are allowing this to happen. They don't have the guts to speak up. You spoke up about this a lot, and you mentioned when you talked about vaccine passports, this program was collateral damage because I wanted brave people like you to talk, to inform, and they said, oh, because you had Naomi Wolf on your program over a year ago, talking about vaccine passports, that's strike three, we're going to wipe out your YouTube channel. And you start thinking, this is crazy. Even if you don't know what you think, the kind of behavior of those people, doing what they did to you, doing what they've done to me and to so many others, to Steve Bannon, you just say, people on the side of truth and love and humanity, they would not behave this way. This looks like tyrannical desperation. It's just astonishing.
Eric, I'm so sorry you got deplatformed because you and I discussed.
It is my privilege to be deplatformed for allowing you to speak truth on this program. It's my privilege. God is in charge of our careers and our you know what I mean? Let them do whatever they want to do. It's our job to do the right thing.
Well, you're right. But I think that what happened to you after you spoke truth with me, it explains how so many otherwise decent people that you and I know could be abusing their children and injecting their children and blindly becoming members of a cult. I mean, we've talked about this a little bit. We come from the same background. You and I were classmates at Yale, and we know the same people. And, you know, before I got ejected, you know, we hung out in the same circles, or I hung out in kind of parallel liberal circles, the circles you were hanging out in. But we know these privileged people on the Upper East Side, right? And they're nice people. So how did it happen that they're enlisted in torturing their own children and marching to their own demise? Well, you're exactly right to mention Nazi Germany, because people really are looking at the wrong period in history. They need to look at 1930 to 1933, because before the Nazis were officially in power, National Socialists cleverly enlisted the public health apparatus and doctors and doctors' associations and trained them and basically did exactly what they're doing now, bribed and punished professionally, right? To get them to be the tip of the spear to you know, message a new kind of society in which there were some people who were healthy, meaning Aryan, meaning, you know, supportive of Nazi ideology, and other people who were useless eaters or who were, you know, life unworthy of life, meaning impaired children, teenagers with mental disabilities. And then they developed the health pass, right? That was a Nazi thing. And then with the public health narrative and the narrative of Jews are the infectious component or impaired people are the infectious component to the body politic, it was doctors who carted away teenagers and sent them off to the pre-death camps, basically. And their parents got kind of a formal notification. So we've seen this before. And you know, it's not just that our beloved friends or former friends on the Upper East Side are held hostage by being told that they will endanger their children if they don't inject them or endanger their children if they don't abuse them with masking. But also they do experience social rejection, right? I know so many people who keep silent because they don't want to cause a fuss at their aqua swim class, I swear to God, or, you know, be left out of the PTA meeting or not have their child invited to play dates. And that is how the Nazis did their work, you know. At first, it wasn't you'll be dragged off to a cellar. It was you'll be socially ostracized. That was number one. And, you know, shame on them. I mean, we're seeing, I agree that we're seeing a biblical moment here. I've truly come to that. I've come to that even more than the last time you and I spoke. And, you know, I've been on kind of a spiritual journey to try to understand what I'm seeing. And I now kind of think this is a horrifying blessing that God has given us, this hugely evil situation, because what circumstance could make it clearer that every single one of us has to choose right now. We have to choose to go along with this massive, mega articulated, terrifying structure of evil and keep our security, keep our financial rewards, keep our social status, or risk it, risk all of that, and save our fellow human beings.
I mean, You say it brilliantly, and I have spoken along similar lines a lot, particularly recently, that God in his mercy is forcing us to choose. We can no longer drift along ignorant. You see these things, and you increasingly have to choose to look away, look away, look away. And at some point, you can't look away. And if you look away, you're guilty, because these things, you ought not to look away. At some point, something is triggered and you say, wait a second. You did what? What happened? For me, one of those moments was the Hunter Biden laptop cover-up. I thought when in October of 2020, the legacy media completely not only refused to cover what would have been just one of the most important stories ever. I mean, it makes Watergate look like a joke. They not only refused to cover it, but then demonized en masse anyone who spoke about it and called it Russian disinformation. And I thought, this is the through the looking glass moment, because I've seen many crazy things, but this, I didn't think this could happen. But the level of desperation of the Marxist maniacs is such that they will now say and do anything. They've sold their souls. They don't care about truth. They don't care about liberty and reality. And what it's just whatever we need to do to win. So that was a moment for me when I just thought, or at least it was one of those milestones where I said, I am not going to shut up. I will be the last one to shut up. I couldn't care less if you kill me. I'm not going to live as a slave. I'm going to speak freely by God's grace. And I think what you're saying, what you are saying, of course, is that more and more people are being forced to choose as things get crazier and crazier. And I know that a lot of people, maybe that we know, people that were in our circles, they are privately waking up. They're not maybe ready to declare this the way you would or I would, but I think that they're kind of getting the memo finally, because it had to get this really bad.
I hope so. I mean, I'm not allowed into those worlds again, so I really don't know what people are thinking, but thank God. I mean, that said, you know, I kind of got a chill just now as you were speaking. You'll have to forgive me. I didn't know that you were saying, like, this is a circumstance in which God is forcing us to choose. So that makes me happy that we're reaching the same conclusion.
Well, you know what that's called, Naomi? That's called truth. Like, or let me say it the way I would put it. That's the Holy Spirit, that we are apprehending what is true independent of each other. It is actually where we are. It is what is happening right now.
it absolutely gives me chills, and I'm grateful. But the other thing that occurred to me while you were speaking, Eric, is maybe this is, I mean, there's so many echoes with the early years of the Holocaust, or the years leading up to the Holocaust. And this is for sure another Holocaust. I haven't even shared with you my new information about how the mRNA vaccines are killing people. Maybe this is a chance God is giving us to get it right this
time
around.
Okay, you have exactly said what I've been saying. We'll be right back.
Some people say this town don't look good in snow.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Hey, folks, you run a small business, but who's running your HR? If the answer is no one, remember that one employee complaint can turn your world upside down. That's why you need Bambi. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses like yours so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. First, Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. Then your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex parts of HR and guide you to compliance available by phone, email, or real-time chat. An in-house HR manager can cost up to $80,000 a year, but with Bambi, your dedicated HR manager starts at just $99 a month. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Bambi has received thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, and their customers are four times less likely to have a claim filed against them. You run your business. Let Bambi run your HR. Go to Bambi.com/Metaxas right now for your free HR audit. Bambee.com/Metaxas.
Folks, I'm having a very important conversation with Naomi Wolf. Her book is The Bodies of Others. Naomi, what you just said, I am in turn getting chills because what you just said is precisely what I have been saying. I wrote a book which will be out in a number of weeks called Letter to the American Church. I was not planning to write this book, but the reason I wrote it is because the parallels to what happened in Germany, because I had the privilege of telling the story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer and familiarizing myself with that narrative. For years, I've been saying, we're moving in this direction, we're moving in this direction. Well, obviously, we have dramatically leapt ahead in this direction, but it is my hopeful belief, genuine, I'm not being a Pollyanna, I think that by allowing these horrible things to happen, God is allowing us to look at the example of Bonhoeffer and what happened to the German church in the 30s and the Holocaust, to look at that and saying, this is exactly what you deserve. This is exactly what is happening right now. But in my mercy, I'm giving you the opportunity to avert this horror. Will you choose now that you know? And I write about that in this book, Letter to the American Church, because I think that there are people that if they can just be persuaded to look at the facts, I think that they will come to the same conclusion that we are on the verge of an abyss, but we are not forced to march into the abyss. We have the ability to stop before we get there. Now, you just said, because when we make parallels to the Holocaust, of course, people are going to roll their eyes and, you know, well, whether it's something literal like the Holocaust or close enough, unspeakable evil. Okay, the people who did that. Okay, many. I'm related to many of them. Germans say, "How did this? How did they do this? Are they uniquely evil?" Now, if you believe the Germans, like Daniel Goldhagen writes, that they're uniquely evil, you are yourself a racist. It's like saying the Jews are uniquely evil. All human beings are equal, and we have choices. And if you do not have the courage to make the right choice, you drift along with what becomes evil. So, what were you going to share about this information with regard to vaccines and all this kind of stuff that would give us evidence that we are drifting towards something that could be compared to a Holocaust?
Yeah. Well, first, I want to thank you. As you know, you're not Jewish, from what I understand, right? And so it takes extra courage to raise the very obvious historical echo from the past. Now, I am Jewish, and my grandmother lost 9 brothers and sisters to the Holocaust. So I feel like, you know, I have a pass in, well, they don't give me a pass, actually, but I legitimately, from my heritage, am saying, you are right, Eric, and God bless you for raising these alarms. You're 1,000% right. And that I also, you know, kind of want to say it's worse than the Holocaust, which I know is a taboo thing to say. But it's worse than the Holocaust in the sense that we have 3,000 experts who are analyzing the Pfizer documents.
Naomi, hang on once before you complete that sentence. We've lost your visual.
Sorry.
Okay, there you go. No, there. No, you're
sorry.
Lost again.
There's
okay.
The, I'm so sorry.
So just no. Keep talking. Go. Sorry.
Sure. So we have 3,000 experts going through the Pfizer documents that were released under court order, 55,000 documents that the FDA asked the court to keep hidden for 75 years. And these are doctors, nurses, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab clinicians, research biologists, highly credentialed people. So I'm going to move fast. What they're finding is a massive war against humanity, a massive war crime, 1,200 deaths in 3 months. 4 people died the day they were injected, 360-degree harms against reproduction, human reproduction, that, you know, health side effects ranging from thousands of neurological events to thousands of brain clots, blood clots, lung clots, hemorrhages, encephalies, diabetes, so much tachycardia, myocarditis, heart damage, liver damage, kidney failure. You could not believe what they knew would happen. And I guess what I also want to say is there are experiments that are worse than Mengele's experiments that show that these mRNA injections distribute throughout the body, but especially concentrate in the ovaries. And remember, I was deplatformed for menstrual dysregulation. Well, I'm going to fast forward. The lipid nanoparticles go through every membrane in the human body, including the placenta. So they're in the fetal environment. Women, you know, the lipid nanoparticles and the mRNA and spike protein is, you know, distributed into the lymph and blood of vaccinated women. So women in the Pfizer documents who are vaccinated have polyethylene glycol in their breast milk, which is a petroleum byproduct. 4 of the women's breast milk turned blue-green. And babies in the Pfizer documents and the VARS database who are nursing from vaccinated mothers are going into seizures, and one baby died in the emergency room. They have liver damage. 56 babies in VARS had multi-organ system failure when they were vaccinated, and they want to vaccinate babies in our country. And so I'm going to fast forward. There's also Andrology, the Journal of Andrology, peer-reviewed journal showing the injection drops sperm counts and sperm motility. And now it turns out that multiple, including NIH studies, are confirming that I was right, that on average, women's menses have been dysregulated by a day a month, meaning many women have much more seriously dysregulated menses. So all of this is so predictably leading to what I started warning about when I was deplatformed, which is harm to babies, right? Harm to the next generation. And now we're seeing it. We're seeing a 200% rise in neonatal deaths in highly vaccinated Scotland, 86 babies dead in Ontario when usually they have 5 or 6 neonatal deaths, a 34% rise in Haifa in vaccinated versus unvaccinated moms, experiences of spontaneous abortion, miscarriage, and neonatal deaths. So there is these injections worked the way they intended and are working the way they intended. I'm convinced now it's a bioweapon. And the last two pieces of evidence I need to share with you that it is a bioweapon, a reluctant conclusion I reached very sadly after masses of evidence, is that of the 43,000 adverse events in the documents, 34,000 plus are in the United States. The next largest group is Western Europe. Of all the 56 countries in which it was rolled out otherwise, they amount total to only 7,000 adverse events. So this is aimed at the United States. It's aimed at Western Europe. Last thing, we're told Pfizer is a German company, but it is not a German company. It is a German-Chinese company because BioNTech, its subsidiary making the vaccines, entered into an MOU that I found with Fosun Pharmaceuticals out of Shanghai, run by a senior CCP official. It owns Sinopharm, which is the Chinese state's pharma manufacturing entity. And they created 1 billion doses for global distribution. Where are those doses going? People in China aren't taking them. They opened Fosun Pharma USA in 2021 last year with a branch in Boston, Mass. And Princeton, New Jersey. And at the end of 2021, there was 100% completed tech transfer, according to the SEC filing, from BioNTech to China. It doesn't say a Chinese person or a Chinese company. It says to China in the SEC filing. So now in 2022, if you get an mRNA injection made by Pfizer, it's run by China, which wants our land, wants our water, doesn't want our population. Not only is Fosun Pharma USA making the mRNA vaccines that Pfizer manufactures, allegedly, they're actually manufactured by Fosun Pharma USA, they're also making Paxlovid, which the American president had prescribed to him just now. They're making the Merck COVID pill, and they're making the PCR tests and the antigen tests, which are the only metric that there is an uptick or a pandemic at all. And finally, you can take people out very easily through something as simple as changing a brand with Moderna, three times more lethal than Pfizer, or leaving the injection materials, the vial, out for more than 2 hours because it's only liquid at chilling temperatures. At room temperature, it solidifies, or by changing dilution. And we're seeing clusters, right, of cultural figures or important figures dropping dead. We're seeing 14 doctors in Canada dropping dead. We're seeing sports stars dropping dead. We're seeing cultural figures worldwide dropping dead, especially in Western Europe. But lastly, who did they mandate? In America, they mandated our armed forces, our first responders, our police, our healthcare workers, the people we need to keep a society functioning. That's my conclusion that it's a bioweapon.
This is nothing less than astonishing and nightmarish. The only good news is that we're on to them, thanks to folks like you. We just got 15 seconds left. Give me the 15-second version of why, and then we'll get into it.
Why are they killing us?
Who is killing whom? Why?
Well, China China has been weaponized to manufacture this thing that's murdering us. And the research that taught them how to do it, there's a rat study out of Hong Kong in 2021 that showed exactly what happens with two doses, right, when you inject into...
Actually, hang on. When we come back, we'll get into these details. Folks, I'm talking to Naomi Wolf. The book is The Bodies of Others.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Was going out while you were coming.
Welcome back, folks. Talking to Naomi Wolf. Naomi, there is so much here. It's one thing to believe, as we do, that the Chinese Communist Party is evil. And I don't mean evil metaphorically. I mean satanically evil, anti-human, anti-liberty monsters. They believe in nothing except their own power. But you're talking about something that involves innumerable other entities. So how is it? Because, look, we understand that we're in the realm here of conspiracy theories. I believe this is true, but there's some people that go, oh, that's insane. That's what. So we have to kind of break it down. When you talk about, I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. In fact, you're an idiot if you don't understand that the Chinese Communist Party does not believe in truth or goodness, right, or any of the stuff that everybody believes in. And we say, I believe in goodness and beauty and truth. Oh, yes. They don't, okay? They are atheist communists, perfectly willing to torture and murder, to do whatever they can. They don't believe in goodness or evil. They just believe in themselves and power. So it would be utterly illogical to think that they wouldn't do anything to increase their own power. So you're saying that they're doing that, number one, through creating this disease, through creating the putative solutions to the disease. So I can kind of understand that. And we need leaders in America, and probably Donald Trump is the only one who might be willing to think these crazy thoughts along with us and say we need to do something. But we need people to stand against this. But the larger question is, who else is involved in this? Because when you talk about, you know, Bill Gates, and you talk about Davos, and you talk about Pfizer and Moderna, you talk about all these folks, why would it be in their interest to kill people?
Yeah, thank you. So these are reasonable questions, and I answer them in the bodies of others, even though the book was finished before I saw the full scope of the harms to humans and the full role of China that I've seen since. So China's just the muscle, right? The CCP is just the muscle. None of these things could have happened, you're exactly right, without absolute buy-in from the administration. You know, the FDA saw every one of these documents that says FDA confidential at the bottom of these secret documents. The FDA waved it on, not just for a week or a month, but as people were dying, being debilitated, and they saw the mechanisms, it's still ongoing. It's 14 months later. They're aiming at kids. They're aiming at babies. So they're complicit. Certainly the NIH and, you know, Dr. Fauci, 1,000% complicit. What we've found, and I've really got to credit my husband here, Brian O'Shea, who's 12 years in military intelligence, embedded with special forces and in private intelligence now. And so he really understands the geopolitics. He's shown me that basically what, and I walk people through this in the bodies of others, what's being created right now is a superstructure under the global health kind of narrative, which is EcoHealth Alliance. It's called One Health. And it's Peter Daszak's team, you know, certainly Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, WHO, right? WEF. They are aligning to dissolve the power of the nation state. And you see a really good example, and to move decision making to this global meta level. And then under the name of public health, they've got plans, and I've seen these primary source documents, they've got plans to confiscate land, for instance, for health purposes. And they're starting to do that in Oregon. They've got plans to, as you saw at the end of May, the WHO wanted to have a multi-nation treaty to, you know, drain sovereignty of nation states and to have a global force to be deployed when they say there is a pandemic. Thank God it was the African nations who rebelled, because they know what colonialism and losing sovereignty looks like and how dangerous it is. So this is the goal, and they're hurtling toward it. I don't know the why of let's put it this way. A good investigative journalist looks at the outcome and then asks questions that eventually finds the hypothesis, right? So right now I see the murder scene. Right. And I've proven it. And by the way, I'm a little impatient with people who say, oh, this is a conspiracy theory, because at this point, all of the I have 300 citations in my book. You can see all of the primary source document citations on Daily Cloud.
No, that's all people can say, because this is too horrifying. So they have to wave it away as a conspiracy theory. You know, that's like the Holocaust is a conspiracy theory. Well, if you want to believe that, you know, please leave the room. We don't have time for you.
Exactly. But exactly. I think that the time has passed to even indulge these people if they won't take a look at the primary source documents. But I haven't seen a directive, and there probably won't be one because of the nature of deniability at the highest levels, that says depopulate. But I do know that the world that Klaus Schwab wants, and he said it himself, is a world in which these WF people who are populating the globe, you know, right. populating Macron, you know, Trudeau, et cetera. What they want is a world in which America is no longer the superpower, and in which we've forgotten or lost our tradition of human rights and individual liberty and property ownership, right? That's what they want. They've been clear about it. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. So I see the murder scene. I know who last expressed a wish to, you know, have a murder like that. I have not yet found the detective.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but Naomi, here's the good news. We'll have you back either next week or the week after. We desperately need to continue this conversation. God bless you. The book is The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, The War Against the Human. Folks, get a copy, The Bodies of Others. Naomi, to be continued. Bless you.
Thank you, Eric. You too, and your team. Thank you so much.
Once the story is told, it can't help but
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 without a listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
You can do what you feel. Welcome back. Alvin, I got to tell you, we have to get Naomi Wolf back ASAP because as much as we got to talk about, there is so much. It is not less than astonishing, folks, that she has been willing. She's brilliant. And she has been willing to do the hard work of looking into these things. You really think at first you're going crazy when you see what she's talking about. You think this can't be happening. But why do we think, I mean, could Hitler happen? Well, he did. Could Stalin happen? He did. Could the murder of millions and millions and millions of people in the 20th century happen? They did, in places that were once models of civilization, Russia and Germany.
And these were two of
the greatest countries in the world, civilizations.
We were growing up. It's like, that can never happen here. But what is happening now, and what can we do about it, right?
Well, I mean, first of all, we have to say, of course it can happen here. And if you don't think it can happen here, my question would be to you, why not? Mm-hmm. In other words, what is your logic for saying, oh, these things can't happen? Yeah. You're just being childish. You're refusing to look at these things. So God bless Naomi Wolf.
Yeah,
we will
I wrote down a great phrase. She said, marching to their own demise. And she's talking about friends that she knows, you know, that she grew up with, yeah, and that are putting masks on their children and saying, like, well, we'll go along to get along.
And of course, that's the least of it. But what she talked about, when she talked about the harms from these vaccines, I don't care, folks, what you think. I will speak the truth. These vaccines have caused unbelievable harms to people I know. So I will never shut up about this, especially mm-hmm. when there's virtually zero reason to get the vaccine. Okay, so this was pushed on us. Donald Trump, whom I respect and adore, was complicit in this. He was one of those who were fooled and who bought into this mm-hmm. narrative, and it helped it to happen. So on that, so this is not about anything other than the truth. We've got to be honest about the truth.
I can just see someone saying, but you used the word adore when you said Donald Trump, Eric Metaxas.
Yes, when I say adore, I mean love.
Yeah,
okay, so
let's go on to
let me talk about
adoring,
a couple of other things. I want to remind you folks, please, we really need your help. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and go to the banner. There are people in the Ukraine who are starving. They need our help. Food for the Poor is just one of the most reputable ministry organizations. We work with them because of how far your money goes when you give to them. I'm asking you, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner and do what you can. I will give you the phone number, but we need your help. 844-863-HOPE, 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 844-863-HOPE. We really need your help. Please go mm-hmm. there or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Alvin, I want to say something funny that happened about the talk show yesterday.
Yeah.
This happened yesterday. We didn't get to it earlier, but it's like you can't make it up. There are two things that were insane. So I want to mention them. But first, I want to remind our audience that our friend Mike Lindell has created a coffee. We've been trying this coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We love this coffee.
Yeah.
I'm now drinking Mike Lindell's coffee every day.
Yeah.
And if you go to mystore.com, you can get the coffee. You got to use the code Eric. Otherwise, you don't get the discount.
Yeah.
But I just got to say, Mike Lindell, he's another one of these heroes. He's afraid of nothing. He's put millions of his dollars and his whole life and career and company on the line for what he believes in. So even if you don't agree with him, you have to admire the fact that this guy is putting his money and his whole life where his mouth is. And I want to support those kind of people.
Yeah, now you could put the coffee where your mouth is. You know, my wife said, she said it was outstanding. She really absolutely, I love it too, but my wife is like, oh, good, you got it. Outstanding. That's what she said about my coffee. Yes.
My coffee. So
we
you got to go to my
coffee.
So
folks,
you have to go to mystore.com. My store. And I always say that if you go to mystore.com and get the coffee, there's all kinds of other products there. Now we know about mypillow.com, okay? Obviously, if you go to mypillow.com, you're going to get your sheets, you're going to get your pillows, you're going to get your dog beds, you're going to get whatever else you're going to get. You got to use the code ERIC. We are unapologetic about that. They are one of the main sponsors of the program. So mypillow.com, mystore.com. But most of my books are available at mystore.com. So when you go there to get your coffee, if you want to get one of my books, I also want to say that the Bonhoeffer posters are so beautiful. Folks, they will inspire you. I'm telling you, it is just, they're such beautiful posters, really super high quality. Mystore.com. But the coffee, I just can't even, I don't know what to say, but the idea that now he's making coffee. Okay, now I don't want to forget. So yesterday when we filmed the talk show, this is the last talk show. For no reason, just before I came into the studio to film the show, I decided, you know, even though I shave every morning, I thought, well, you know, it's later in the day. Maybe I should, you know, give myself a little tune-up. So I take the razor to my face and within seconds create a gouge in my upper lip. So horrible. This was like you'd make it up on a sitcom. Like, I got the big show,
yeah,
and it's the last one. Yeah. It's really important. And I just decided to do this thing that I never normally would do in the middle of the day, put a razor near my face in the middle of the day. And I gouged myself so bad that I had to put huge pressure on it for like 30 minutes to stop the bleeding.
Wow.
And when I got in, our makeup person, Laura, wanted to kill me because the work she had to do, she had to be like a surgeon to fix this stuff.
Well,
but it was like something you'd make up. It's like, for the final show, I'm going to gouge myself so that I'm going to be bleeding all over the place. But a really positive thing happened also.
Yes.
When I played Mike the Situation and I, we played cornhole.
Right.
You'll see this when we release all this stuff. Mike the Situation, Jersey Shore, he was on there. He's like a cornhole champ. And I played with him. I have never been so great at cornhole. It was like a cornhole anointing fell upon me.
There you go.
And I flung the bean bag and it was like, bing, it was, I still can't get over it.
One last thing.
Oh.
I know this is like a non sequitur. Uncle Tom 2 is playing at salemnow.com, and you must go and see Uncle Tom 2.
Oh, we didn't mention that?
No, it's great.
Salemnow.com.
Uncle Tom 2.
Folks, you got to see Uncle Tom 2. Yeah, salemnow.com. I thought we mentioned that. Always go to salemnow.com. But the new film from our dear friend Larry Elder, it's getting rave reviews, Uncle Tom 2. You need to know this stuff. So salemnow.com. Uncle Tom 2, we'll be right back. Hey there, folks. We're living in exciting times for good or for ill.
Yeah.
I think it's a wake-up call. I've got a book out called Letter to the American Church. I think that we all, not just Christians, but everyone, particularly if you're a person of faith, we've got to step up. And this means in every way. I mean, if somebody says, would you give your life for your country? Would you give your life for what's true, for your faith? Do you give your money in such a way that reflects where your heart is? We've got to be all in on everything, on absolutely everything. And let me tell you something. You cannot outgive God. Mm-hmm. I want to be blunt, folks. When you live your life in accordance with God, he wants to bless you. This is not some kind of a prosperity gospel. It's just that God made us to live that way, to live for him and to live for what is right and true and to let him worry about the details. He'll take care of us. So with everything going on in the country today, the insane raid on Mar-a-Lago, on President Trump's home. I mean, I still can't believe I'm saying this, like this happened. It happened. We had this multi-billion-dollar spending spree in Congress. There's lunacy happening. But at the same time, I want to remind you that there are people that we can help right now. You can say, well, I can't do anything about this, can't do anything about that. Well, maybe you can't, but we're doing, as you know, a campaign with Food for the Poor. We really need your help. They come to us, to this program, because they know we have a generous audience that understands that God provides for us. And he blesses us to be a blessing. And when we're able to bless others who are suffering, we have an obligation to do that. So Food for the Poor right now, any tax-deductible donation that you can give, it's all tax-deductible, $50 buys 200 emergency meals. These are for starving people. This is for kids. These are people that are struggling because of what happened, what is happening in Ukraine right now. So I want to give you the phone number. And I want to urge you to do something today. We're way behind because there's so much going on, because we were taping the talk show, because of all this stuff. We really need you to step up, folks. So I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We're behind where we should be in a campaign like this. Actually, we've got a clip, one of the spokesmen on the ground working with Food for the Poor, to feed those in Ukraine. Let's play that clip.
And the only way that we catch up with that is with the generosity of people stepping forward, making that contribution in whatever way that they can. And that will allow us to reach those people that are there right now, sheltered in place or ending up in a refugee situation. You're allowing us to respond to this and go further, faster.
We really need your help. We need your help. your help, folks. If you're listening to my voice, if you can do anything, if you can do $20, if you can do $50, if you can do $100. By the way, $100 provides 400 meals. This is why we work with Food for the Poor, because the level of excellence that they are boots on the ground. They work with incredibly efficient ministry partners. So your money goes very far. You're a good steward when you give to Food for the Poor. You're not throwing your money and who knows what's going
to
happen.
And go to the banner at the top of the radio page, metaxastalk.com. The banner's right at the top of the page. Just click there, and that's where you can donate very easily. And you are going to do some great good. With a little bit of money, you can help a lot of people.
And, you know, it makes you feel better about things when you help someone who is suffering, right? We all suffer in one way or another, but sometimes you realize some people are really suffering. Our kids aren't starving. So go to metaxastalk.com or 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Anybody who can be very generous, we need the help. 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or just go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner. We really do need your help today, metaxastalk.com. Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.